How many abandoned horses are there? That's a good question. Hello everyone, I'm Dave Russell with Hoofbeat on Brownfield Ag News for America. To get a better handle on the number of abandoned horses in Kentucky, the Kentucky Horse Council is collecting information. Essie Rogers is Director of Education and Welfare at the Kentucky Horse Council.
We've set up a form on that's available on our website that people can download and complete if they have firsthand information. We sent that notice out to all of our members in the state and asked them to forward it to any Kentuckians that they know of who may have had personal experiences with with abandoned horses specifically in Kentucky.
Essie, do you have programs available to take care of these abandoned horses when they do show up?
Well, that's an interesting question. When people take in abandoned horses, they are taking them in under what's called the taker-upper law in Kentucky, which is a very old law. It was created in the 1940s. And according to that law, if you take in an abandoned animal, you need to hold it for 2 years before you can gain ownership of it. And there's a process by which you would notify the owner if the owner is known. And if the owner is not known, then you would, of course, notify the local county and courthouse and that sort of thing. Oftentimes what we're finding is that, of course, the county officials are the ones who are enforcing the laws. And so when they have these animals running at large, they try to determine who the owner is. If they cannot determine it, then they make a decision, call that animal abandoned, and will oftentimes turn them over to rescue facilities. So we are actively assisting local authorities when they have these situations to find the best option to move forward. Another thing that happens is sometimes people will contact us and let us know that they've had an additional horse maybe dropped off at their property. And in that instance, we will again try to connect them with a rescue. Sometimes these animals are found in a condition that renders them beyond recovery for use for any purpose. And we actually have a law here in Kentucky that allows for their euthanasia. And so sometimes that is the best option for these animals.
Essie, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Just wanted to let you know, in addition to this, we do have the programs where we provide feed for horses. And if anybody is interested in making a contribution to those, that's certainly welcome and is tax deductible.
And all that information is available on your website?
That's correct. It's www.kentuckyhorse.org.
I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.